Hello, and welcome to Landward, Readings of Place and Season. I'm Catherine Young. I live, farm, and write in Richland County in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. Today, I'll be reading a poem from my collection, Giasmin, entitled, In Dark Times We Gather Light. It's a hybrid poem about bees and nuns and light, and I'm reading it at this time of year because it mentions the ceremonial procession of St. Lucia Day, December 13th. The poem was published in Tiny Seed Journal in 2020. In dark times, we gather light. In my childhood, I breathed the work of bees. The holy fragrance of burning beeswax scented the air of the chapel where the nuns knelt. Smoky essence of honey embraced their clustered forms. Habit clad in black gown and veil, they raised their faces in prayer. Their white wimples caught and reflected veils of jeweled light from stained glass. I remember the nuns and weep at the sight of the statue beside the empty one-room school, a Franciscan sister sculpted in bronze, a young nun ringing the school bell, calling ghost children together, her wind-swept garments frozen in time. Sisters, striped black and white, cloistered and clustered and kind, where have you gone? Thinking of sisters in the deepening dark of November, I melt beeswax in my kitchen, remembering our honeybees, our Apis sisters who create comb, shape their cellular cathedrals from veils of gathered sunlight. Hexagonal chambers of glory, of gold, dissolve before me in my kettle. When I last saw our bees alive, they chewed open the wax portal of the hive, a sudden shift from warm spring day to sub-zero. Too early for their first forage, dandelion, willow, honeybees rose. Too early in March light, they took flight. Deep cold returned, I saw them no more. Inside the opened hive in May, they lay strewn, all dead. Brushing dead bees from honey-filled combs, mourning bees, I watched their cathedrals dissolve. I skim wax, pour molten gold. Send gratitude for light gathered and transformed. I save wax to melt into healing balm. We dress in white for Lucia Day, the Swedish celebration of light at winter solstice, place beeswax candles on Lucia's golden crown and into the hand of each child as we process through school halls. We bring breath of song to darkened classrooms, light from candles recast from beeswax gathered in churches, beeswax, bearing prayers, holding sweetness, offering hope. Oh, sisters all, still in dark times we light candles, made and remade, like stone reshaped into sand, water to snow. From your work, sisters, we make and remake possibility gathered from luminescence. Spring unfolds again. Draperies of birdsong flutter down from robins to cardinals to doves. From daffodils to tulips to lilac, color and fragrance will blossom, partnering with early flowers of tree and field, calling bees. Scarce in our farmyard now, but on this day, errant honeybees, bumblebees, come to me as I sit in my bright yellow coat. They ask, "Are you a dandelion in bloom? Or perhaps a willow in fluorescence?" "No," I tell them, "I am not what you seek." Or maybe I am. Maybe I wish to be nectar droplets, consecrated by canticle of morning dove, collected and carried in bee belly, disgorged in hive, fanned over, concentrated into powerful salve of sunshine, the honeyed smear of blooming life, prepared to seal out darkness, ready to heal. You have been listening to In Dark Times We Gather Light, a poem from my collection entitled Giasmin, published in 2022 by Water's Edge Press. This is Catherine Young for Landward. Thanks for listening.